Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this woman, she is frustrated that her boyfriend had the nizzuts to turn her down.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm really embarrassed. Because she's like, hey, honey, you want to do it? And he's like, uh-uh. And she's like, oh, come on. He's like, no, I worked. Like, I'm really, really tired. And then she tries to put her hands on it, and he slaps her hand. He's like, come on, I told you, I'm just really tired. She's like, you're so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And she freaked out.
Like a guy's not allowed to turn down?
I mean, so he turned it down, and she didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so I want to know, how did you react when your partner turned you down?
Yeah.
Right, because it happens.
Oh, for sure.
Now it's a slippery slope. You start turning it down, right?
Yep.
That can bruise the ego.
Definitely. It can. But you also got to, like, you know, like every once in a while, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, you should be able to say.
You shouldn't overreact.
Say no.
Yeah, but if it's like consistent, then it's like, okay, cool. Well, this is a big problem.
Daniel, were you ever in that situation? Does your woman ever turn you down, or does she give it to you all?
Every
she does.
Day, bro.
Not every day, but she's turned me down. I became a drama queen about it. Yeah.
Did you ever cry about it?
I did cry about it.
Like actually cry?
Not physically cry, okay, but, right. You know, but I did cry. I mean, I was like, I accused her of cheating on me and not loving me.
Yeah, which she doesn't.
It's because she don't want to have sex because I'm small. And she's,
facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
So
facts,
where's the part where I'm supposed to feel bad for you?
No, don't feel
there's
bad.
There's a part where I'm supposed to not agree with her. Where is that?
No, there isn't any part.
Okay.
Okay, right. So she turns you down on a regular basis?
Not a regular.
You said now that she's like, you know, since she turned 50 or whatever it was, that she's been, like, super horny.
She has been super horny, and I have been turning her down.
Oh, you've been turning her down.
Yeah, because she, you know.
What gives you the audacity to do that?
She's always on her phone.
Oh.
And she has a lot of
So you're
friends.
Mad at her because
she has a lot of male friends?
She has a lot of male friends. And literally, she's texting everybody from her drug dealer to her coworker. She's always on the phone messaging, and she had like, yeah, exactly. But she's always, I've confronted her one time about it, and she said I didn't trust her, so I dropped it. So every time I see her on her phone, and she's always texting, she's not giving me a little bit of attention, so I don't give her the attention. So in the bedroom where she wants it, I'm like, no, and I just turn it down, and I don't tell her why.
You are so stupid!
But it's because
you're
of
the dumbest
fact
person I know!
She's on her phone. And
you're right. A moron!
So who, you know, how did you react?
How are you so dumb?
How did you react when your partner turns you down? I'm just curious, where are the dudes at? Because dudes get turned down the most.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Dudes get turned down a lot.
Because if I say anything, I don't trust her, so I just let it happen.
Duh, she's not to be trusted.
I do trust her.
Why? She opened up a credit card in your name.
But
and she's talking to other dudes.
All the time.
All the time!
Yeah, I know, but I still trust her. I have to, because it turns into a fight that I don't want to have.
Wow.
I don't want to.
Listen, I like your chick. I do. I think she's cool. I think she's funny. I think she's nice. I think she's pretty. But man, why do you? I don't get it.
I don't want to be that guy that
she's
says you
cool.
Can't talk
she
to
She is
God.
Cool. She's cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want this to be like, I don't like, because I do, like, she's awesome. But man, this is.
She's for the streets, dog.
Hey,
I don't want to be streets. That guy that says,
lose
hey,
some
you
weight
can't talk
so we can
your
see your
guy
backbone.
Anymore.
Yeah, of course not.
That's why I don't say anything.
What do you talk? No, what do you mean you don't say anything?
That's why I don't say, because I don't want to be that guy.
What do you mean you don't want to be that guy?
I don't want to be that guy that says, hey, you got to stop talking to all your guy friends. I don't want you
yeah,
talking
duh.
To anymore.
Why does she have guy friends?
Because she bonds better with guys.
Bonds better with guys.
She really doesn't.
Does
like
she it. Talk to anybody that she may have used to have sex with?
No.
Huh. What about currently has sex with?
Test determined.
Does she talk to anybody she's currently having sex with?
Yeah, me.
But she talks to guys all the time.
But she has guy friends. She has
That's how she met you, stupid.
Man, I love you, but you're a big dummy.
I told you, I don't want to be that guy.
Okay, doesn't she deliver hoses?
Yeah, well, she delivers car parts and everything. And,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, she's a car part girl.
Guess what? This part goes with this part.
I'm sorry, bro.
All right, I want to hear from Sam and the rest of you.
You're going to get your heart broken.
How do you react when your partner turns you down? Let's go to Sam.
Do you have her passcode?
No.
What's up, Sam? He doesn't have a passcode.
Oh, you need that.
But she knows mine.
Oh, my God. It's all good.
I'm dying. I'm sorry. Go
What's
ahead,
up,
Sam?
Go
ahead, Sam.
Hi, yeah. So I was kind of calling about, like, how he's saying, like, he accuses his girlfriend of anything. She immediately starts a fight, and how the guy's going maniac over laughing over this. But, yeah, he's right. She can't be trusted. I hate to say it that way, but if she's immediately starting to start a fight like that, she's already doing other things you should know about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. This is coming from a female, and she's trying to help you out. You don't have her passcode.
I'll let you know right now.
I don't want to be that
Okay,
guy.
Cool. So she talks. She has guy friends,
Thank
right?
You,
she
Sam.
Talks to guys. Whatever.
They all work with her, I guess. Well, they do work with her.
Yeah.
But exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she texts her drug dealer
Listen, can we... Okay. We're going to have to bring back John. Like, I can't have, like, a little bitch around me like that.
I mean...
I can't... I need, like, you know... John's an alpha. Not really, but he wouldn't.
He would never tolerate that.
He would never
be in a position to tolerate.
He has
that
a healthcare worker, yeah, healthcare girlfriend. Yeah.
That we have never seen or heard of just today.
No, he texted me yesterday, but I love how John texted me yesterday and he goes, "Hey, I thought you might like to see a picture of my healthcare worker girlfriend."
Oh, was it the girl on Twitter?
But that's just how. That's what he said though. He said, "My healthcare worker girlfriend." Like, that's what he called her.
I believe he just has a healthcare worker.
No, and then he sent me a screenshot of their conversation, and apparently she sent him a picture, and he texted her back and said, "Send me one with the bald filter."
What?
So apparently John likes to see chicks bald.
Okay.
Oh,
like,
weird,
apparently,
you know?
There's a bald filter.
Oh, it's Snapchat. Yes, there is. It's weird.
It makes you bald?
Yes. It's
yeah,
weird.
Well, that's what he asked her. He goes, "Send me one with the bald filter."
Huh. 1-855-FU-BILLY. How do you react when your partner turns you down? So, Daniel, you don't really react if she turns you down.
What can he say? He doesn't even have her passcode, Bill. They're not even in a real relationship.
Why do I need her passcode?
If you don't have your partner's passcode, it's not a real relationship.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have yours?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
damn. Duh.
I pay the bill.
Why don't you do?
Duh.
Well, see, I don't pay her cell phone bill.
I bought the phone.
Duh.
I have the code.
Okay, see, I don't pay her cell phone bill.
What's up, Alan?
Us three around the room, we're in real relationships.
What's up, Alan?
What's going on, Billy?
All right. How do you react when your woman turns you down?
Me? I just kind of, I don't know, man. I just kind of walk off and go find some physical activity to do, whether it's doing yard work or something.
Oh, gosh. But that's the worst. So she's like, "Nah, I'm not in the mood." He's like, "Oh, I'll go rake the yard." Well, that's the worst. Oh, you poor guy.
That sucks.
Poor
but
guy.
Hey, why do I get the feeling that Daniel came back on the show just to get out of another relationship?
Oh, yeah, it's doomed.
That does have a lot to do with it.
Yes.
Because he feels like his relationship's almost over, and so he wants to find a new chick. But what he doesn't realize is that's not going to happen for him.
It can. It did once.
What's up?
Lightning can strike twice.
Nope.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, Billy? Happy birthday, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yo, man, I can't believe you guys let John go and you brought back the biggest cuck in the world.
The biggest cuck ever.
The biggest cuck, man. Chris is the less of a cuck than Daniel right now.
That's what I've been trying to say. Chris is not a cuck. He stole my gimmick.
He kind of did.
Oh, dude, you don't have a gimmick, Daniel. You live the life. You live the life.
Yeah, it's not a gimmick. That is your life. Thank you, Kyle.
I'll say, Daniel was a cuck even in the Navy. Like, he wasn't even allowed to carry a firearm.
Well, in boot camp, I wasn't allowed
to
shoot.
Yeah, because you couldn't shoot correctly.
Yeah,
because
I didn't know how to aim down the sights properly.
I mean, that's a beta right there.
Well, I didn't know that you
had
to keep
your... They took away his gun.
I didn't know that there were two ways to look at it when you close one eye.
What's up, Justin? What do you got, Justin?
I want to address this password crap you guys are talking about. How unsure of yourself do you have to be to need to have passwords and unlock keys and all that? I don't care about getting turned down. I care about you think that you need to pick up their phone and be able to log into their social media and check up on them. Like, what's the deal with that? You're not sure of yourself?
No.
I just think it's having the ability to, like, why would you... So you think that it's unsure if a guy wants to know what his chick's passcode is?
Yeah, I think it's not trustworthy.
I just disagree with that.
Yeah,
like I don't go
disagree.
Through my chick's phone, but I want to have the ability to that if I were suspicious that I would be able to check on something. Being locked out and not even ever having the ability to pick up the phone and open it, to me that is such a red flag.
Okay.
Like, who cares? Like, if you don't have an honest conversation about it, then...
I'm not 50. Like, I'm in a younger relationship.
Yeah, everybody
like,
sucks.
I understand, like, you sound like you're well into your, like, mid-40s and probably with an older chick, and, like, you guys don't... That's not your thing, but I'm not old yet.
Roger. All right, then.
Well, no, I get what you're saying. You shouldn't have to, but unfortunately, there's a lot at risk in relationships, right?
And especially in his situation.
And think about it. If you have nothing to hide, what's the big deal? Now, if you're checking the phone all the time and going through it all the time and obsessing.
I wouldn't want to be in that relationship either.
But you should have the option that if you wanted to, you could. Okay? I mean, I think so.
Yeah. That's right? How I feel.
And you shouldn't have to ask for it. I think your partner should give it to you without you having to ask.
Right. Now, yeah, I agree, though. If you're checking every day, it's like, why be in that relationship? Because you don't trust... I haven't checked my chick's phone in, it's been over a year.
Yeah.
But I could if I wanted
to. If you wanted
to.
Exactly. What's up, Ruffus?
I was sitting there just trying to figure in my mind, what's wrong with the woman when you walk in and say, hey, look, I want some. And she said, ain't going to get none tonight. I said, well, if you turn around and walk out and say, hey, look, there's probably 20 more of them down the street I can go get some from. You ain't the only one got one of them things hung on you.
You ain't the only one of them thang-a-langs. That's right. A woman has a thang-a-ling and a dude has got a dang-a-ling. Yep. You got yourself dang-a-ling. So, Ruffus, if you get turned down, you just make sure that she knows you can get it somewhere else, okay?
But if that guy is listening that called in before that's like, you know, he wanted to talk about the phone thing. Sir, would you, I mean, just think about this. Would you feel comfortable being in Daniel's situation where your chick openly, like, talks to guys, like, all the time, like, texts guys, has guy friends, has all these relationships, carries on, and you not be able to check up on that?
I trust her.
That would be crazy.
I have
you
to trust
shouldn't.
Her. I know. I want to trust her.
I don't even think she wants you to trust her.
Uh-uh.
She wants me to trust her.
I don't think she trusts does. Herself. What's up, Ro?
Yeah.
Hey. Not having your partner's number, that's a comfortability thing. Like to be able to, you know, check the phone, especially if she has yours.
Does she have yours? She knows it.
Okay, because you're like, you tell her, right?
No,
because you're like, hey, honey, here's my passcode if you want to go through my phone to check up on me. And she's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, because she knows I'm not talking to anybody.
No, because she doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. I love you. You know I love you. If anybody loves you, it's me.
Yes.
Right? I'm just telling you what the reality of it is. No. It hurts me to know that you don't realize what's going on. That hurts me.
Little Debbie man.
Nothing's going on. I promise you it's not. I promise you it's not.
You're silly.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Daniel? Hey, man, I'm happy you're back, but I'm really sad to hear about all this. Like, I have my chick's passcode, and I'm like with Derek. I haven't been in her phone in years, but, like, we both know each other's passcodes. And, like, that's just something you got to do. And especially if you know she's talking to her guy,
like coworkers.
That's crazy.
That's sus, dude. That's
I just don't want to be that
sus.
Guy.
You need to.
I feel like if I.
It will be that guy.
What do you mean by that guy? Are you talking about like a controlling,
yes, I don't wanna
abusive
be that,
person?
Not abuse, but I don't want to be that guy that's controlling.
Well, that's what
like
controlling is abuse. Yeah. Like,
I don't
want to
be
fine.
That guy.
But she knows that and she's taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Being that guy is going through her phone every day. Just because I have the knowledge of it doesn't mean that I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. It's just that I ain't no cook.
Okay, but now you're that guy that everybody laughs at.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, bruh.
I don't know.
That's tough.
What's
up,
Will?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What you got?
First, I want to say I really enjoy y'all's show. I don't get to listen as much as I would like to, but I enjoy it every chance I get. So thanks for keeping it entertaining, guys. I want to ask Daniel. Forgive me if this is a sensitive subject, but I heard you mention it the other day. You have a micro penis, isn't that right?
Yes, he does. That's not a lie.
Okay. And your wife spends a bunch of time talking to other dudes.
Well, she talks to other guys. I don't know. She spends a bunch of time.
Let him.
Does.
He's probably got. He's throwing out some facts here, some stats. Yep. Yes. What else, sir?
Yeah. I'm all about the facts. Not trying to make any inference or assumptions, but just to establish a baseline, so to speak.
You're saying she's getting humped by other dudes.
I'm just saying, if the situation of her texting all these other guys, that standing by itself, suspicious as that is, that could, possibly be explained away in some kind of innocent way. But then you add to that the micropenis factor, and I mean,
Yeah, I gotcha. Thank you, Will.
He's just adding it up.
Yeah.
He's
Let's
just
go
taking
to
in the fact.
Heather. Yes, Heather.
Okay, bub.
Oh, I'm so sorry that he has a micro penis, but that's not what I was calling. My husband.
She said it like, "I'm sorry, your mom died." Right? I'm sorry, grandma died. That's how
well,
she
I feel
said
bad.
It. Yeah, no.
But hey, my husband doesn't have my passcode, and like, I'm not cheating. I don't think it's a big deal if people don't have each other's passcodes.
Listen, a case-by-case basis, I don't know your relationship, so I don't know anything about it, so I'm sure it's fine. I just know Daniel. I know the situation that he's in.
Here's the thing.
It's not good for my boy. I'm just saying that.
You don't have the keys to the car or house.
Yeah.
No. You're like, wait a second. Why does the lock not work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my passcode. I didn't give it to you.
I'm sure there's tons of couples out there. They don't know each other's passcodes because they don't even think about it. It's not a big deal. They have a great relationship. Nobody's cheating. That's fine. I'm not judging anybody. I'm judging Daniel because I know him and I know the situation he's in. That's why I'm judging.
It's an unfortunate situation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.